All right, here's why we thought of our buddy Warner Wolf, because there's this big story in Bergen County. Natalie is our eye team. She uncovered the story in New Jersey.
It's all over.
That pickleballers are unhappy in Bergen County because they're putting in a new surface, and they say the new surface will be a disaster. They're using synthetic tiles, and they tend to trap dirt and debris on the edges. They're anything that's smooth. They're not smooth, and it makes them rough on the knees and joints. And if anyone can tell us if this is true and the ins and outs of pickleball, it's our buddy Warner Wolf down in Florida. Hey, buddy.
Woo, good morning, Warner.
Len, Michael, thank you very much.
So listen, now first of all, tell us what pickleball is before we go any further.
Okay, pickleball is a combination badminton, tennis, and ping pong.
Okay.
The court is only half the size of a tennis court. We use paddles, like ping pong paddles, a little bigger, and a wiffle ball with a harder surface, and some of the rules are different, obviously, than tennis. No overhand serve.
Oh,
you have to serve underhand or sidearm. And one of the big rules, remember the word kitchen. It's a 7-foot area on each side of the net. You can't go into the kitchen unless it's to hit a ball, and then you have to immediately step out.
Too confusing for me, Warner. This is too tough a sport for me.
How long have you been playing pickleball, Warner?
2 years.
Really? You must be pretty good now.
Well, better than I was.
for those two people who don't know, Warner Wolf is the legendary sportscaster on both Channel 2 and Channel 7 here in New York. Forever, I competed against him for years and always admired his work. And Warner now is living a good life in Florida.
Now,
and what?
I was going to say, you know, people have tended to think Florida, pickleball, seniors.
Right.
But that's not the case.
Warner's not a senior.
No.
Because
give me a break.
My high school daughter just had a pickleball, you know, part of her gym class.
Really?
They learned pickleball. And I thought to myself, this is crazy because it's a sport that everybody can play.
Hey, Warner, is it good exercise?
Oh, it's terrific. What a workout. Even though the court is shorter than a tennis court, you have to move. And let me tell you something. Natalie's right. It is the biggest participating growing sport in the United States, 3,000 players showed up for the World Championship here in Naples.
Yeah, you need a better name, pickleball.
I think it's cute.
It's a great name.
It's adorable. Yeah.
But I have to ask, Warren, why are people so passionate about this sport? Because they're a little obsessive.
Well, I'll tell you why. Former tennis players, let's say you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, you can't really play up to par. Now you have an outlet. You can play pickleball and you get the same high as you do in a tennis game. That's it. A lot of players in their 50s and 60s and 70s, and myself just turned 80.
80?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
Sound great, Warner.
And you can play. I mean, it's great.
Hey, Warner, I know you follow the New York sports scene closely. What's been floating your boat the last couple of weeks?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Len. Callaway, the manager of the Mets, his problem is he still thinks he has the Cleveland Indians bullpen, the World Series bullpen of 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he takes out the Mets starters, all of them, after 7 innings, even with a 1-0 lead or 2-1 lead or shutout ball, and he puts in this bullpen. It's not the Cleveland Indians bullpen, Callaway.
That's a good point.
I think he has lost 6 games that way.
Wow. Hey, I've got two great sportscasters with me this morning. I want to ask you guys, when you look back in the history of sports, who would you say was the greatest athlete of all time?
Whoa.
Len?
Greatest of all time.
Great. It doesn't matter what sport they're from, but the greatest athlete of all time.
Different conversation here because you have people who have played multiple sports like Jim Thorpe and the great Jackie Robinson and Jim Brown, and there have been athletes who are like multi-sport people, so it's hard to pick.
Well, pick one for me, Len.
Well, it's just the biggest sports personality in my generation was Muhammad Ali. So, I mean, he just dominated. I mean, he walked down the street, he was mobbed. Who did you fancy, Warner?
Well, your three were the same three that I would pick as far as all, you said all around, Michael, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
and Jesse, did I say Jesse Owens? I hope I did. He's in the conversation too. I mean,
conversation. Yes, but he was strictly a track man, whereas Jim Brown, my gosh, football, baseball, basketball, and lacrosse, where he probably was the best.
Yeah, yeah.
So and who would you pick, though, Warner?
I think you have to go by eras. When did they do this? And those three guys, you won't find Jimmy. Jackie Robinson was a great basketball player and football player and track and baseball.
Yeah. And Jim Thorpe was
Jim
a great
Thorpe.
Football and baseball. Hey, Warner, I know you're right. You go by year. Before you run, I got frosted earlier because some of the U.S. Open's going on in Shinnecock, and big names had lousy rounds yesterday. And of all the big stars, only Tiger Woods talked to the media. But people like Phil Mickelson, who everyone loves, and people like Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, they stiff the reporters. And to me, you got to be a grown-up if you're a pro athlete. If you're going to talk when you win and you're going to be out there accepting the glory, you got to face the music when you lose.
Absolutely. There's no thin line there. Win or lose, you have to show up. That's all there is to it. I think Satchel Paige said, it's easy to go to church when the sun comes out, but when it rains, a lot of people stay home. No, you go out there no matter what you did, and good for Tiger Woods, who was horrible yesterday.
He was.
Can I just say the greatest athlete of my time?
You said all around.
I'm going to say the greatest athlete that I know of is pickleball player Warner Wolf.
No.
Hey, buddy, you got to come back and visit us more often.
Anytime.
Thanks, take it
Warner.
Easy, Warner.
Thank you.
Good to
Warner's
talk to
the
you.
Best.
He's great.